News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
While many of us would like nothing more than an appointment with the doctor to get our vaccination against COVID-19, elsewhere in Europe, people seem to be much less enthusiastic. In one German city, over 50% of calls to come in for an injection of the AstraZeneca jab were either not taken up or cancelled, leaving nearly 1 million doses in storage at the start of this week. And in France, only a quarter of the AstraZeneca doses delivered have been given out to the public. John Litchfield, Paris correspondent for The Independent, is on the line. But first, Deutsche Welle political correspondent Thomas Sparrow, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I remember at the beginning of the launch of the AstraZeneca, there was a question mark over its appropriateness for those over 65 because they didn't have the data. But the EMA gave it the go-ahead as suitable for every age cohort. What's been happening in Germany?
It's still recommended here for people under 65. This is something that could change in the next few days or even in the next few weeks. It's something that's actually being discussed now. But as soon as the AstraZeneca vaccine was approved at a European level, Germany announced that it would only be using that AstraZeneca vaccine for people under 65. This is obviously a problem here in Germany because the priority when it comes to vaccinations is to give those vaccinations to people over 65. So what has happened is that people over 65 have been receiving the other two vaccines that have been approved at a European level, so the Pfizer-BioNTech and the Moderna vaccines, whereas other people have been receiving the AstraZeneca. We're talking, for example, of healthcare workers or recently also school teachers. But many have been complaining that it's a sort of second-class vaccine. There are loads of reports here in Germany that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not as effective as the other two, that the side effects are stronger, and that's why, as a result, there has been a public relations push by the German government in particular, by other German authorities as well, to reassure the public that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe, that people should take it, and also, and you mentioned that in your introduction, that if people get an appointment to have an AstraZeneca vaccine, that they should definitely go to that appointment and get the vaccination.
The questions of side effects, it is good science if you know to know that if you have a sore arm, for instance, or if you feel a bit unwell, that actually means the vaccine is doing its job.
That's correct. So, and that's why, Pat, authorities here in Germany have actually told people that even if there are side effects, even if the AstraZeneca vaccine may have more side effects than the others, that it's still safe and still good to use. And that's why there has been this public relations push to sort of tell people to go and have the AstraZeneca vaccine, because by the end of February, it had been reported that around 1.4 million doses had been delivered, but only about 240,000 had been used. That's around 15%. That may have changed in the last few days as more doses have arrived, as more vaccinations have been carried out. But in general, it just gives you an idea of the big problem here in Germany.
Now, there has been, in any event, a slower rollout than one might have expected from Germany, which is a byword for efficiency. Some states, hardly any people have been vaccinated at all.
When it comes to efficiency, this cannot be applied to the current vaccination rollout in Germany. There have been all sorts of organizational issues, in particular, some people complaining that it's been very difficult to get appointments, especially for the elderly, that it's so cumbersome, the process, that many simply give up or don't want to get the appointment because it's incredibly difficult. There's also the issue of digitalization here in Germany, which adds to the whole problems. Many health offices using pen, papers, or even faxes to get all the data that they need for the vaccination process or even for other issues as well. So these are just some of the issues that Germany is facing currently when it comes to vaccinations, but in general also to the pandemic. It's also something that authorities, by the way, have recognized that it's a problem. This issue of digitalization, these organizational problems when it comes to distributing the vaccine. And this is something that they've said that they're going to try and improve. It will be interesting to see today on Wednesday. There's another meeting between the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the 16 regional leaders to announce the next steps in Germany. And very probably, from what we've been hearing here in Berlin, The lockdown will be extended, but there will be some issues that will be eased as well. And it'll be interesting to see exactly what they say when it comes to this vaccine distribution and also how they plan to improve that.
Now, I suppose we're lucky that, or the Germans are lucky in the sense that the AstraZeneca has quite a long shelf life and it doesn't have to be stored under, I suppose, very extreme temperatures. They've adjusted those temperatures upwards for Pfizer and BioNTech. But at the same time, here in Ireland, we're hearing about your surplus and we're wondering, could we not have some of your stored AstraZeneca that you don't seem to be needing at the moment?
And actually, a lot of people are wondering the same here. They're asking the government to change the priority when it comes to the vaccination, to make it available for other people who would immediately go and have an AstraZeneca vaccine. And this is something that is being discussed in Germany. But even though when Germany in many things can be efficient, Germany is also a country that moves very slowly when it comes to changes. That's one of the main issues where the government has been criticized, that they discuss everything at length, that they look at the pros and cons, but they're not as quick as other countries when it comes to changing and introducing new measures. And that's why pressure has been increasing on regional authorities, also on the federal government, to make sure, in particular, that all these AstraZeneca doses that are available, ready to be used, and are simply not being used, that they can be handed over to people who would very quickly and very happily take one of these vaccines.
And the more people who are vaccinated by whatever vaccine, the safer the opening up will be. Thank you very much, Thomas, for joining us. That's Thomas Sparrow, Deutsche Welle political correspondent. John Litchfield, Paris correspondent for The Independent, is listening to that conversation. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So you've got a similar story to tell about AstraZeneca and Macron and a U-turn.
Yeah, it sounds very similar, really, to what's happened here in Germany. There has been a resistance, I have to say, to taking AstraZeneca, especially amongst health workers, doctors and nurses, who, as Thomas was saying, have had this impression that AstraZeneca is a sort of second-class vaccine. Obviously, Macron didn't help by saying, when he was talking to foreign correspondents, it wasn't much reported in France, but it got out all the same, that somehow the AstraZeneca vaccine was useless for over 65s, which was no evidence of that at all. I think more, though, the effect here has been the reporting in Germany that that the AstraZeneca vaccine was not effective for older people. Also, the reports from South Africa that it wasn't effective against some of the new variants. But mostly, I think, same as in Germany, there have been a lot of reports in France of people having side effects, which have been somewhat exaggerated, I think, in the media. It's just the general kind of drumbeat of AstraZeneca as a sort of second-rate vaccine and not best to wait for the other vaccine rather than take AstraZeneca. And as a result, as you said, only about a quarter of the first big doses of AstraZeneca vaccines that finally arrived in France have been used by the end of February. It seems to have speeded up since. I think like 300,000 out of a million have been used as of last night. But still, that's not very many for a vaccine that's supposed to be much more easily used than the Pfizer and Moderna ones.
So what are they doing to respond to this? Because it cannot go on. And I'm wondering, by the way, just in passing, John, whether there's an anti-Brit thing in the Oxford AstraZeneca not being French. You know, is there a little bit of Brit bashing there?
I don't think it's Brit bashing exactly. It's kind of AstraZeneca bashing, possibly, because there was anger that AstraZeneca said they would, sort of ironically in a way, given that they're not even using the ones that they're getting, we're not going to supply as many as they promised to the EU. AstraZeneca is run by a French man, you know, and this is why the idea that these pharmaceutical companies are kind of national treasures is a bit strange, really, because AstraZeneca is British Swedish with a French boss, and you could say the same for a lot of other of them. I don't think it's British bashing. It's more AstraZeneca resistance because of AstraZeneca having so-called let the EU down, but also because of these other reports of AstraZeneca not having been as effective in South Africa in stopping the second the variants there, and these reports of of side effects, but also there were reports in Germany which were wrongly reported, I think, suggesting that it was a useless vaccine for older people. What are the French doing about it now? Well, as you say, Macron has, not Macron so much as the government and the health authorities have now changed their advice, which all along was provisional advice that it shouldn't be used for the over 65s, and they are allowing people over 65 and 75 to use the vaccine initially, those who have health problems which might make them more vulnerable. And it's now being used in doctor surgeries, soon will be used available in pharmacies all over France. But it'll take a little while for that rollout to sort of take gather speed. But I think you will see a big increase in the French effort in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And John, have you been offered a jab yet?
Well, what's been very annoying in France so far is that because of the AstraZeneca rules, you weren't allowed to have the Pfizer vaccine until you're 75, and you weren't allowed to have the AstraZeneca vaccine if you're over 65, and I have to confess I fall in those two. So I was in this black hole of sort of quite a large and vulnerable part of the population that couldn't get a vaccine at all. That is now changing, but when it becomes available to all over 65s, I'll be able to apply for my appointment, but I'm not allowed to yet.
All right, John, thank you very much for joining us. That's John Litchfield, the French correspondent for The Independent.